simple reporting form, but I'm sure it's not that easy to have gotten the information to the point where you have succeeded in getting it now. So I really appreciate the hard work you put into it, because we need to maintain the ability to demonstrate this tax really is funding the teaching positions that we intended it to when we asked voters to approve this a few years ago. So great work, and appreciate it, particularly Stan Pinkins' leadership. I want to thank the Revenue Bureau for all of its work as well, and for its commitment to customer service and demonstrating such a high personal interest in making sure everybody pays this tax that I actually got a personal email from the director of the Bureau asking whether I'd paid my tax. So I appreciate that level of commitment, Thomas. I trust every potential taxpayer in the city can count on calls like that in similar situations. And I'm probably just because I'm old-fashioned and I mail it and I didn't play it online. That's why he was wondering.
Commissioner, you did not appreciate it when Thomas showed up at dinner time to, with the envelope to follow up. That probably was going a little bit too far.
No, I do appreciate the work. I know it's been a struggle to get the revenues to where we hoped it would be, and it looks like it's getting better. And I'm certainly, understand some of the issues around the administrative costs versus the stabilization of revenues, and those are things. And then, Mayor, you did foreshadow a little bit about your proposed budget in terms of the acoustical equipment. I hope the proposed budget might have $20,000 in there for Ivy and Southwest Charter School, too, to make them whole as well. They seem to have lost out through no fault of their own. So I'm pleased to support this report. Aye.
Hales.
Well, Stan, thank you to you and your committee, Thomas and Terry, and to those at the Revenue Bureau. I appreciate my colleagues remembering the great work that you do, and we all should. Thank you. I think in any governmental enterprise, there are sort of three ways to make sure it's doing its job. One is careful, formal analysis in public administration. We have that through our bureau directors, and we have that through the numbers and the statistics that we see, and that's important. And the second is we have independent citizen oversight, citizens who aren't elected officials, who can bring us bad news if there is bad news, who can speak truth to power and come in and say, this is working, this isn't, you need to tune this up. And then the third is lived experience, the anecdotal experience that each of us have in anything, whether it's how our police bureau is working or whether we've got the urban growth boundary right or whether we're doing right by our kids in the arts. And in all three cases, we've got positive indications here. We've got great numbers that show that this tax is delivering really a significant effect on the community at a modest cost. And while we're talking about numbers, by the way, maybe lived experience too, every elected official's office gets occasional kudos and frequent complaints about things that aren't working. We've had a trickle of complaints, a handful of complaints about the arts tax in my office this year. And to that extent, that's an effective backhanded compliment that this is working. Secondly, we do have really effective independent oversight here, and we thank all of you for doing that volunteer job. It's really important, and obviously the report we've heard today shows that we're doing well. And then the third piece is lived experience, and Commissioner Fish mentioned some that we've had here just in this council chamber here recently. I've had the opportunity to have a little bit of that lived experience myself. My kids, two of the three, are working in the arts because they had the opportunity as kids here in Portland to have access to that. But the most fun I have in my job is when I get out of this building and I get to interact with kids in our schools. We have no formal responsibility for schools here other than maybe this one. But every now and then we get to escape this building and interact with kids. And just in the last few months, I was at Sitton Elementary watching kids read their poetry with the teacher that had helped them achieve that openness and self-understanding. And it was just beautiful to listen to. I was at Park Rose Middle School listening to their middle school band. And for a while, schools in this city didn't have middle school bands, much less access to music in the elementary schools. And they sounded really great. And then I went to Sunnyside and heard their production of Portland the Musical, which is a historical musical play about our city. And those kids worked so hard with the artist in residence that was there to help them with that production. And it blew us away. It was wonderful. And so for me, that lived experience is a really powerful verification that these numbers indicate success. This report from our leading citizens who've looked carefully at this work are indications of success. And so is the smile and the joy that we hear in those kids as they participate in the arts. This mechanism is kind of a complicated workaround, but it's working. You know, there was an economist in Oregon named Ed Whitelaw who coined the expression the second paycheck, and that we get a second paycheck in Portland because we live in a great city. We live in a great city with parks and public schools that work and safe streets and a great transit system, and we actually have to spend less money. That's why he put it that way. We have to spend less money on what people might have to acquire privately in other cities because the common wheel works here. Well, think of it this way. The arts tax is a small deduction from a really big second paycheck. That's a great deal. Thank you all very much. Aye. Take a break. Thank you very much for coming. Let's hear it for the arts.